Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon, guys. How are we?
Oh, so good. Just so excited about the show. But as always, when it comes to Friday, it's a bit bittersweet.
Why?
Because I know I'm not going to see you guys for a couple of days. It starts to make me sad.
It doesn't.
It does.
By the time you get out of here on a Friday, you are hoping you never see us again.
That is dumb.
Well, that's what your tone tells us.
That's not true.
You should change your face and tone then.
You change your face and tone.
Should we start, end the week off right then?
Yeah. Should we start the end of the week off right? Yeah. Give us a boom.
Hit the clubs. Makes me want to hit the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain is sexy.
We're gonna
I love when someone says you should tell your face that. You know, when someone says, I'm really happy, you should tell your face that.
Your face,
so earlier in the week, we were discussing etymology, the history of the word Bader Meinhof. And look, we got a bit stuck.
Yeah.
And that's how it became the phrase, the Bader Meinhof.
Yes.
Philosophy.
Hang on. So it's still phenomenon. It's still something like a philosophy.
Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
I think it's probably because they can say this
something
better. Something like a thermometer.
Anyway, it reminded me how good that song is.
Which one?
Phenomenon by LL Cool J. Should we put it on? Can you get that, Jess?
Yes.
Yes, great.
Imagine if Jesse said no.
No,
sorry, guys.
I am captain now.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do we have Tommy's flying music somewhere?
Oh, do we ever?
We need a bit of something.
Oh, no. Come on.
No, okay, give him his music. That's my flying music. Okay.
Ooh.
Here's the thing, right? I'm trying to come around to the idea of flying with you.
Mm.
I'm not saying I will ever. I'm just trying to be... Producer Sonda's looking stressed.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just trying to be open-minded. I'm not saying I will.
When have you tried?
I'm trying right now.
Oh, this is your trying. Sorry, mate. Yeah, okay, great.
This is the test.
Yes, great.
I want to know how you would handle a plane crashing because that's my greatest fear.
I'd avoid it.
Okay, but that's what every pilot says.
No, some of them don't. Some of them don't. They don't ask.
They go up there and go, my plan today. What have you got a plan in place if the plane was to crash?
What do you mean if it was to crash?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand what you mean.
Okay.
So do you mean the engine fails midair?
Whatever happens. So many things can happen in the air. You know that, Tommy, as you're doing.
But I mean, a crash is something that's happened. So you can't avoid something that's happened.
If you're about to crash. Talk me through what you're doing as the pilot to reassure me as the passenger and to save my life.
Well, I would be wearing an emergency chute and then I'd say this down to the cabin. I'd say, good luck, everybody, and then out the window.
Okay, but you'd give me another chute as well because you care.
Yep, absolutely.
What if my family was on board?
You're scared of heights, so as it was going down, you'd look out the window and you go, I can't jump.
Because fortunately, there's been no commercial plane crashes in Australia for decades, since 2005.
Whoa,
right?
What happened? Oh, no.
And we're not going to focus on what happens overseas. Stats aren't as helpful.
Mm.
And we're not going to focus on small planes. Stats also aren't as helpful. Let's just focus on commercial flights in Australia. There have not been any since 2005. So this is really only a really rare situation that this might happen, right? But TikTok user Jade, at Jade Loves Crime on a TikTok.
Jade Loves Crime.
I love whenever we do one of these stories, we always get the handle and it's never not funny.
Yeah. Also because I'm assuming she means studying true crime and stuff, but it just sounds I'm into stealing and stuff. Yeah. I like stabbing people.
She has shared a fairly grim video talking through, and when I say she shared a grim video, don't be confused by her voice. Her voice doesn't sound grim, as you'll hear, but the messaging is real grim about what happens when a plane crashes. And I just thought it would be helpful information for you to have since you obviously don't know because you had nothing to offer me.
Yeah.
I'd fly with Jade Loves Crime before I'd fly.
You'd fly with Jade Loves Crime.
If you were in a crashing plane, will the pilot let you know?
Mm.
If you are in a crashing plane, you won't be informed. Unless the pilot performs a controlled crash landing, they will likely not have time to inform you that you're about to die. And that's probably for the best.
I mean, Maybe I don't want to know.
I still think the wording of this is all confusing.
Why?
Because a crashing plane,
yeah,
like is the crash is the impact.
But you really, okay, you know it's going to crash. For example, if your plane is nose-diving on its way to a crash. Yeah.
I just land it. Then I'd skid out and then I button on and I go, ding, and I go, how sick was that, ladies and gentlemen? The emu has landed.
Well, ding. According to Jade, we would not be conscious to hear that.
If your plane nosedives, you can breathe a sigh of relief knowing that you will not remain conscious. But right before things go black, you might experience a sense of weightlessness. Objects around you and your arms will just hover as if you're in space.
This is fine, because this is great. It does sound fun. But also, I don't fly high enough to need oxygen and stuff, so you'll be fine. Oh, you won't black out. You'll be awake for the whole thing.
Oh, God. Because then I've always thought about what would happen on impact.
Yeah.
Once the plane actually makes impact, in all likelihood, it will be over before it began. The G-force is so immense that it will likely shatter your bones and destroy your organs, but it's unlikely that you would feel any of it.
That's just not true. You've seen me land. I just bounce a bit.
And then finally I thought, you know, okay, but often it's explosions midair. It's not crashes, right? And I thought, would I prefer that or the crash? Well, Jade's helped me out here.
If your plane explodes in the air, you'll be dead before the crash. The explosion would rip a hole in the plane, causing explosive decompression. This means that the pressure difference whirling at your body could literally rip you apart. You'll lose your vision, followed by your sense of clarity, and finally, all consciousness once in a free fall. So in all honesty, it sounds horrible, but it would be relatively painless and fast.
You're right. Jade sounds way too up and about about this. Jade loves crime and people dying.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, see if you can spot the common thread between these headlines. Married woman pays professional cuddler $58 per hour to cuddle her. That's one. You got that?
Yep.
Yeah,
she got that in cuddling. Your
hand? Yep. Yeah, okay. And then this one, $100 per hour professional cuddler explains why she loves getting strange requests. Have you spotted the common thread?
Cuddles for cash.
Damn it, I just wanted cuddles. It's cuddles! Let's do this.
Do you remember? Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives.
Oh my God, have you offered cuddles for cash?
I haven't offered cuddles for cash, but I did realise, you know when you were bragging relentlessly on this show about being a world record holder?
Oh, the amount of hugs in a minute. Yep.
I did.
Can't remember how many, but it was a lot.
I was hoping
it was a world record.
I was hoping you'd call them cuddles for the purpose of the segment.
Yes. No, they weren't long enough to be a cuddle.
No, they were aggressive.
Yeah, a hug's just a quick, a cuddle's a linger.
Yes. Each person that you hugged, because you had to do them so quickly.
Yeah, it was like slapping them.
I reckon they would have got bruises across their ribs at the back.
Yeah. Well, different people like different things.
And
you know?
Guess what? I realise you're not the only former world record holder on this show, because I was part of the world's biggest ever cuddle party in New York City.
Is that code for something?
No, unfortunately it's not.
New York?
Yeah.
Who sent you there for that?
I went, I funded my own trip.
Oh my God. You paid to go to New York for a cuddle party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh mate, how old?
I hung out with
when was that?
A bunch of rappers. As part of the trip, I hung out with a bunch of rappers.
Getting cooler, bro.
When was that? Yeah, I hung out with a bunch of rappers and asked them what
and
I should
the only one
do
that
to get
wasn't
tougher.
A rapper?
Yeah, and then I got a tattoo because they told me to get a tattoo.
Is that your first?
That was my first tattoo.
Wow.
No, second. Yes. Yeah. And then I wanted to be part of a world record thing, so I went to the world's biggest ever cuddle party. And
I'm so intrigued. Okay, first of all, what's your first impression when you walk in?
These people need hugging.
What do they look like?
Gross, but
what do you mean gross?
So it happened to coincide with polyamory weekend.
Oh, but that, okay. Were they all at all the polyamory people at the cuddle party?
I didn't go to the polyamory thing. But after I saw the talents at the cuddle thing, I did not want to go to the polyamory thing. But it seemed it was a bit, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and when you spoke to them, what were most people there for?
A cuddling.
No. But just cuddling? Like, is it honestly just cuddling or cuddling that leads
no,
to...
No, it's honestly just cuddling.
And then
and they would say, the pitch is, that it's all about consent and positive physical interactions with other people. So you can learn to...
actually really lovely.
You can learn to articulate to say, hey, can I please cuddle you? Can I please stroke your arm?
So perhaps if you're a bit timid,
yes,
it's a a way of getting more confident with touch.
And so, of course, do that. You're
Which
all getting your pajamas.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've always been known to be timid with your touch.
So timid with my touch. And then that's the name of my first stand-up show, Timid with My Touch. My second one was Touch Me Timidly. And my third one was Touch Me
Timmy,
the Tomid.
Timmy the...
Yeah, Tommy the Toucher. The first thing I did, we went in, we were all in our pajamas. And to be honest, by this stage, I was actually really nervous because they all seemed to know each other. I was the only Australian
so
there.
So not strangers cuddling. That makes it awkward. Do you cuddle just one person?
No, well, you all end up pretty much in a pile, a 70-person pile on in the middle.
On a bed?
Here's how the first interaction, on mattress on the floor.
So, okay, on a bed.
Which is much like, I spend a year on a mattress on the floor at my house. The first thing I did was went up because it's all about positive touch and consent. And I said to a woman, I said, excuse me, would you mind if we hugged? And she looked at me and said, no thanks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you can reject an advance.
I am the only bloke ever to get rejected at the world's biggest cuddle party.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon, and it is National Blood Donor Week, so make a change for life and become a blood donor with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. Search Give Blood to book your donation today.
Such an important cause. Blood, I didn't realise how versatile it was.
Yes.
The blood you donate can be made into 22 different medical treatments. The plasma you donate can be used for cancer, blood diseases, anemia, heart disease, stomach disease. I could go on.
Yes.
It's such an incredible thing to do.
It is, and it's so needed. And I did not know that donating plasma was a thing, Bickers.
Well, you learned that during the week because you made your first donation, and we will be chatting about that next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon, and it is National Blood Donor Week. You can make a change for life and become a blood donor with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. Search Give Blood to book your donation today.
Giving blood is life-changing.
Yes, it is.
I know I had a blood transfusion 13 years ago after I had Ollie. I had a major hemorrhage after I'd given birth to him, and it saved my life. It's an incredible gift to be able to give to someone, a gift that you gave during the week. You donated plasma.
I did. I didn't know donating plasma was a thing that you could do.
Either.
And I assume, like many people out there, would have thought that because I've had tattoos recently that I couldn't donate blood, and I can still donate plasma, which is just as needed and can help people going through all these different things. Plasma donations are used for cancer, blood diseases, anemia, heart disease, kidney disease. Exams go on and on and on. You can help people.
How was the process?
It was fine. 45 minutes of your life. Yep. You go in there, you're surrounded by other beautiful people who are doing lovely things, and it was great and easy. And
did you get a cup of tea and Bicky afterwards?
We did. I didn't get the traditional lollipop option, but it was great. And I feel like a lot of people, like I said, like me, just don't think of it as a thing. They're like, I won't be able to for some reason, or there's options out there for everyone. And as you said, you can literally save someone's life.
And I remember seeing my friend on Instagram doing it during all the different lockdowns we've had over the last year. You can still donate blood and plasma during that time because people obviously still need it.
Yes.
So if you ever think, can or can I, not donate blood, jump on to the website. What's the website, Jess, people can go to find out more info?
Just jump online and search Give Blood to book your donation today.
Brilliant.
I was going to say the only thing was if you've had a COVID vaccine, it's only in the last 7 days. So even if you're thinking, well, that rules me out, just wait a week and then go ahead and do it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, one of the best in the business. That's what they always say.
Me?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Carrie Bickmore, Premier.
Say my name.
Bickmore. Carrie Bickmore, Premier broadcaster, Gold Logie winner. Does she ever falter? Does she ever stumble?
Yes.
Okay.
I will be the first to admit that I do. Within my first year of the project, I said Qantas wrong, remember?
What did you say?
Oh, I can't say it on this show, but I stumble and I stumble
bad. You can't
bad.
Say it on the show.
Qantas say it on the show.
This was from earlier in the week on this very show.
So many amazing people got their start on Channel 31. I have dove into...
Yeah.
I can't talk.
No.
I've had a dive into the archives of your life, and I found and listened
to... Did you find some sentences, and can you use those?
Audio that I'm going to play you next.
And for a lot of people thinking, oh, was that a rehearsal? And then did you guys do the show later? No, no, that's what went to air.
I knew it was bad in my head, but I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, it was real bad, mate.
I thought maybe no one would have noticed.
Well, we had our guard up because we were aware. I'd actually got a call from one of the bosses at the project.
No, you hadn't.
Yeah, I had.
Who?
And they said, how's Carrie, you reckon, mate? And I said, she's fine. What do you mean? She's great. She's her professional best self. And they went, really? Because did you see her on air tonight? And I said, I didn't, but I will definitely go back and check the tapes. And from that, I've sliced up a selection of what I like to call your greatest hits.
Well, Katie Allen is one of a number of Liberal MPs we've seen break ranks on this issue, and she joins us now. Well, the quest to understand where COVID came from took another dramatic turn as a result of concussion. It's part of a worrying and growing trend. Well, sorry, that's me. Yes. I was meant to say welcome back. I was just enjoying the tunes.
You're watching The Project, by the way.
51 million doses on order, but until it's approved for use here...
Bickers, I just want to ask, how's the drinking going?
I haven't had a drink in 5 weeks.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe that's the problem. You know that I'm no chocolate, no alcohol.
So what are you having then? What's causing this? Are you glitching in real time?
I don't know. After that night, the head of our show, who clearly didn't call you, that was made up, but he said, was everything okay on auto cue tonight? Yeah. I said, what do you mean? And he said, I just noticed some stumbles. Was it the speed of the auto cue? I was like, there's nothing wrong with auto cue, mate. It's my brain.
At least now, people that have smart TVs, they would just think, oh, she's buffering.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon.
Hop along Bickmore, we call her.
So your funny bones, your elbow.
Yes.
What's your knees, your knee? What's the, is there any other term for what I just did to my knee?
A patella pat down.
Is it?
Yes.
I just did a patella pat down.
Yes, and how's it feel?
Really hurt it. You told me I'm going to be out for a week. Yes. Out from what exactly?
How many marathons do you think you'll be able to run now with that knee like that?
Well, I do like a little 5K jog. Will that be out of action?
Mate, that is out of
I do like
question.
To play on the floor with my kids.
You are going to be bedbound, and I'm sorry.
That's amazing. No more playing on the floor with my kids.
I think you think bedbound is sexier than it is.
No, I just mean it doesn't mean I can't be on the floor with the kids. So I can just say, kids, I'm sorry.
Mum's bedbound. I've had a patella pat down.
Hey, still to come.
Mm.
The stats are in, and we find out the number of you driving in your car right now, sitting at work, that has a secret that you're sitting on, that if you told your family, it would end your relationship.
Yep.
So higher than you think.
If you're in a happy relationship, stay listening because it might be ruined.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Australia Talks is a show on the ABC hosted by Annabelle Crabb and Nazeem Hussain. It's about a survey taken of 60,000 Aussies that have found out fascinating things, because last week we talked to Nazeem about where people are most likely to smack their kids, not on the body, in the country, which states are more smacky. We found out how much sex personally Nazeem has. And
he didn't answer that one. It was very basic.
And that's why we've got him back this week. Nazeem Hussain, g'day.
G'day, Tommy. How was your sex life this week?
It was fantastic, but I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Your sex life must be great. In fact, on the topic of your sex life, dating was one of the questions that we asked Australians on the Australia Talks survey. And, you date a lot of people from the internet, would I be correct in asserting that?
I don't know why you'd think that, Naz. Gosh.
No. What are you doing to
how
me?
Many
do you have social media?
Good deflection. Yes, I do.
Well, on the topic of dating, I don't know if you're into this, but 97% of Australians are open to dating someone of a different race or ethnicity. Are you in that 97%, Tommy?
Yeah, I'll date anyone.
Yeah, you date them.
What about, how do people feel about if someone's like a gambler or a smoker or something like that? Do they care?
Not into it. Not into it.
Oh, they're not into it.
Well, 63% of people are not at all open to date someone who's a gambler. 57% of people would not date a smoker. So, it's half the country, I guess, or 43% would date a smoker. So it's not that scandalous,
also,
but
I think give them a year or two of being single and they'll change those. You know what I mean? Your parameters change the older you get. You're like, they haven't committed many crimes. They're fine.
Is that where you're at? Are you into smokers and gamblers at the moment?
Yeah, that's my niche. Yeah.
Hey, we joked last week about the amount of action people are getting in the bedrooms, but everyone thinks they're not getting enough and that everyone else around them is getting more. Did most people say they were happy with the amount of they were having, or they want more?
Well, half of Australia would be happy with a better sex life. About 30% are neutral, and about 20% don't think a better sex life would make them happier. And there is a split. There's a split. Yes, some people are like, nah, more sex would not make me happier. More sex would keep me as happy as, I guess maybe they're just living in a state of total bliss right now, and they've finished the completed life.
I think I can answer that part of the survey for you, Naz. Do men want to have more action?
Well, 40% of women would like to have more sex, and 58% of men want more sex too. Well, actually, if the question asked if they would like a better sex life, so it's not necessarily more time, it's better, whatever that means. That's up to interpretation.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Naz, I want to know, because we did mention it last week that you were going to come back and join us and tell us how many people had a secret that if revealed would ruin their relationship and or marriage. Do you have the answer for us?
This one is pretty juicy. We asked, do you have a secret that would end a personal relationship? One in 10 Australians said that they do.
One in 10?
So those one in 10 people would have had to complete the survey without their partner around. But one in 10, and would you like to guess what the split is between men and women?
Yes.
Who's got more secrets, men or women?
I reckon women have got more secrets. Men can't keep them. We're too stupid.
That's true. We're always like leaving our phones unlocked or...
Yeah.
What's the result?
Or underwear in the back seat. Well, the result is pretty much split down the middle. 10% of men are keeping a secret and 9% of women are keeping a secret.
Are they keeping their secrets more secret and not telling the survey?
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, this is assuming everyone's being honest. But 60,000 people, academics say that this is a pretty credible sort of sample size, so you can rely on this data. In fact, it's kind of split around the country as to where people have the most secrets. If you're in WA or Tasmania, 13% of people there have a secret. But if you're in the Northern Territory, it drops to 6%. So pretty much everybody there knows everyone's business.
Fascinating snapshot of Australian life. You've got Tanya Hennessy involved, John Howard's involved. I don't really want to know how much nookie he's having. And Hamish Blake
is on the show, and oh my God, he's done a segment talking about sex. It is some of the funniest television you'll ever see. It's absolutely. It's quite a hilarious show, given that we're talking about statistics and a survey. It's quite fun.
Well, tune in Monday, June 21 to watch Australia Talks on the ABC. Thanks, Naz.
Thank you very much. Carrie and
Tommy. If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, what is your favourite long-standing radio game?
Beat the Bomb was a good one. Secret Sound was also good.
Okay, yeah. Secret Sound.
Yeah.
Secret Sound's a classic, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think you could do it with any of the other senses?
Like Secret Smell or Secret Noise.
Funny you mentioned
that. Secret Sound. Let's do The Secret Sniff. We do this once where I made you sniff off seafood and you vomited.
Yes, you did. You shoved my face in a plate of off seafood.
Is this your way of getting back to me?
No. This game is much more highbrow than that.
Okay.
So I've got different, I'm going to sniff something, right? I'll give you the sniff and then you have to guess what I'm sniffing. You'll get one
Hold on.
Guess.
So have you got items you're going to put under
I give you the sniff. Right?
Okay.
You've got
what are you sniffing?
That's exactly what you've got to guess.
I'm confused.
So, just wait.
Okay.
Just wait. Do you want me to give you the sniff?
Okay.
Okay.
I meant to close my eyes so I don't see the object you're sniffing?
No. I don't have the object.
Oh, you're not actually sniffing anything.
It's the theatre of the mind. You know, in The Secret Sound, they're not actually starting a car each time. Like, they're just playing the sound.
All right, don't give it away.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
So I've got my eyes closed and you're going to make the sniffing noise and I've got to guess what thing you might be sniffing.
Yep. You ready? You ready for the sniff?
Yeah. Your own fart.
Incorrect. Do you want the sniff again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nasal spray.
No, incorrect. Incorrect. Jesse, would you like to ask a question?
I would love to ask a question.
Yes or no question.
Is it edible?
It is edible, yes.
Okay.
Have a guess.
Is it a pie?
Ooh, it is not a pie.
Is it liquid?
But it is something more. It is not liquid. No,
so
would you like
the
sniff again? Would you like the sniff again?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
is it coffee?
Is it sweet?
Ooh, it is not sweet.
So
no.
Savory.
Yeah, I think you're in the right ballpark though. Anyone, producer Pippa, would you like to have a guess?
Can I ask
a question?
Of course you can. It has to be yes or no.
Is it salty?
It is not salty. Great question, but you're still allowed to have a guess. Oh, you're only thinking of salty things, aren't you?
Is it something you've made recently, cooked recently?
Or I haven't, but people are doing this more and more. Yes.
Is it baked?
Yes.
Is it bread?
It is fresh bread! Well done, Jesse! Okay, would you like the next round? Give us the opener again, Jesse.
I can give you one.
Okay, great.
Do you want one?
Yeah. I meant to my game, but that's fine.
Okay.
No, I'm practicing them all night, but that's fine.
I'll just give you a quick little one. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think your face gave too much. You got to give more in the.
Okay.
Oh, it's bad. Is it someone's turd? Like, are you walked into a bathroom and
not quite?
Okay, it's someone's fart. Oh, feet?
No.
Is it? Can I ask a question?
You were closer to turd. It's turd, is it? But in what form?
Oh, are you trying to work out if it's on your shoe? Have you stepped on it?
No. Yes, Pip. Yeah.
Addie's nappy.
Yeah. Okay, give us one of yours again.
Okay. Focus, everyone.
Okay.
What is it?
It's got to be fairly good because that was a lot of sniffs. Like, it's not bad.
Why aren't you breathing it in slowly? So like, why aren't you? Why is it?
Yeah, like it's questioning.
Jesse, he's a sniff whisperer. He's a sniffer.
Oh, Eli thinks he knows.
Is it gas?
It's gas!
Oh my God.
I even wrote them down. Fresh bread and gas.
Eli, how did you know that, web guy?
Because he seemed like he was curious and trying to suss, is that what I think it is in terms of the scent?
And that's how you play. Pencil it in for next week again.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Still to come, same, but backwards.
Ooh.
But if me saying this earlier in the week, kiss me more, made you feel as uncomfortable as the entire team, then you're going to love what we've got planned in the next few minutes.
Oh, God. Okay. I guess I'm sticking around.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're a lover of eating out.
Yes, I am. It's my favourite pastime.
I can tell.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's the worst thing you've done at a restaurant?
I had a food fight.
Did you?
Yeah.
What do you mean? With who?
With three of my best friends. I'd just been fired from a job and we had a very boozy morning and then went to a lunch and it was this fancy restaurant and we ended up shirtless and having a food fight. And we got
You're annoying.
Yeah, I'm aware.
How did they feel about that?
Oh, great. As they were kicking us out, they said, but we reckon you're legends. Good on you, boys.
Had you eaten
they gave me a slap on the ass on the way
had
out.
Had you eaten the meal yet?
No, we threw it.
Did you eat any of it? Did you throw the leftovers or the whole meal?
Because I don't know if you can tell from the story, but I was a little intoxicated at the time and my memory is not what I would call
crystal clear.
Courtroom ready.
Yes, okay. Well, because Matt Preston, obviously we all know Matt Preston, former MasterChef judge, he has spoken about the 23 things, not sure why so specifically 23 things, you should never do at a restaurant. Food fight wasn't on the list, weirdly.
Hey, I'm good to go.
It says things like don't click your fingers or whistle at a waiter. Of course.
Oh, I saw on last night on an Anthony Bourdain show somewhere in the world where they kiss, make a kissy noise to get the waitress over.
Oh,
but it's
really?
Sorry, the women do it as well. It's not a sexualized thing, but that's the noise.
What?
Instead of quitting the...
Wait, as you're supposed to do it?
As in, it's culturally accepted. It's not here, like, clicking where you go.
Oh, but it means
rude.
I'm ready. But it means, can you take my order or something? Oh, that's cute. You're loving a bit of Anthony Bourdain. You're also reading his book at the moment.
Yes, I know.
You're really becoming a chef, aren't you?
Yes, I'm trying.
Don't ask for split bills, which I think is controversial, because he says we've all got calculators on our phone. Split it yourself and sort it out with your group. But now with Tap, right? Yeah. Surely just splitting it four ways and four people tapping, does that cost the restaurant anything?
Mm, so you're going to go through.
Because if it does, I'm understanding that. But if not, I feel like it's so much easier than everyone having to send BSBs to each other.
Okay, so you reckon there should have been 22 things on the list?
Yes, I do. Don't blow your nose with your napkin. Gross.
If you're at just a cheap joint and your napkin's paper?
I think he's talking about like the fancy restaurant.
Who blows your nose on a fancy napkin?
And they're never comfortable to blow your nose on. You know, they're so hard.
I went out for dinner.
Not
with
that
my...
I would know.
I went out for dinner with my dad the other day, and he stuffed the napkin into his pants.
What are
you
doing? Food.
Yeah, because he reckoned instead of putting it on the neck, said he was wearing grey pants.
Yeah,
he said,
you drop it on your pants.
Yes. And I laughed and I said, Mum, has he been doing this? And Mum said, I've never seen your father do this. It's terribly embarrassing.
He's missing his mouth more often. Don't have a shouting match in a romantic restaurant with your partner. Save it for the car on the way home.
Okay.
Don't book for six and then only turn up with three. Don't claim you have allergies when you don't. He says it's very annoying when someone makes sure that there's no peanut in your sauce, so you don't go into anaphylactic shock, and then they look over and you're tasting your partner's satay sauce. No one likes that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I love Matt Preston.
Yeah.
Does he work in restaurants?
No. Well, he's spent a lot of time
in
restaurants
course.
And speaking to people who do. I'm sure he has worked in restaurants.
Yep, great man.
He said, don't order the under 10s kid meal if your kids are wearing the high school uniform in the area because they know that they're not under 10.
What are the tight asses meant to do? Why not?
I know. He said, if you're this is an interesting thing. So if you want to split the bill and you really irritate them, the wait staff, one of the ways you'll know that they've been annoyed by you is they flick their collar as you leave. And it means you haven't given them enough of a tip.
They flick their collar.
If you see a wait staff flicking their collar, it means that you haven't tipped generously enough.
See, it's making me rethink the whole food fight thing.
Yeah.
They were swearing and they threw us out, but there was no collar flicking. So we're probably good to go back.
Last one. This is good for you to keep in mind when you go to restaurants. Do take your sword nappies home with you.
Oh, God. I've just been stashing them under the table.
Yeah. They don't like that. Do you know what it reminded me of when I was seeing this list? When we were kids... We don't take our kids to restaurants very often because it's too hard. When we were kids, we'd go to dinner all the time with our parents and then we'd just curl up under the table and we'd sleep there on the floor under the table.
Mm.
And then they'd drive home with us in the back seat.
And that wasn't on the don't do list,
no,
was it?
No, but when was the last time you saw a kid curled up, sleep under a table?
And no, I mean, I'm not checking under everybody's tables.
No, but it's not. That's what we all did. Everybody did that, yeah? That wasn't just a my family thing. No one does that anymore. To be fair, they'd then drive home drunk. That's not done anymore either.
No.
Very, very
bring back some of the things,
so
but not all the things.
So maybe we shouldn't bring back the things from the 80s.
Yeah,
yes.
You will probably sleep under the table because you were pissed as well.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Turn up the heat a bit. Is that what's going to happen
this
here?
This is not my idea.
Yes, it is.
No, it's actually not. It's producer Sonda the sicko that loves any chance to talk dirty. It's her idea.
Sonda, who thought it was okay to make us stand around and watch adult.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And went, guys, look at that. Now talk about it on radio. Like, okay.
Earlier in the week, and I'm not even sure why was I talking like this? Do you remember the context?
Because you said, you went, guys, look how sexy my voice is.
No, I did not.
That's what you did.
No,
you
that's
did.
Not what happened.
You did, and then you said this.
Kiss me more. It's not what happened.
What happens is we had a secret microphone in our team meeting, and that's what you say to Jesse before every show starts.
No, I think someone said, kiss me more, and we were saying that's pretty despo to say to someone, kiss me more, and I said, unless you said, kiss me more. Oh. anyway, it's making everyone recoil every time I say it, and I'm not sure why.
Because it sounds like your tongue is in your ear.
My ear or your ear?
No, whoever. I've got it in both ears.
So Sonda had this idea, our esteemed producer.
The boss.
We
should say the boss.
That this whole team should go around and each of us should try and do that sentence in the sexiest way possible.
Yes, and Son, don't start getting undressed. That's so inappropriate. Just keep the clothes on. Jesse, how do you feel?
No.
Should we start with Jesse? Let's start. No, save Jesse. Save Jesse, because I think he'll be really good. Yeah. Should we start? Let's start with the woman whose idea it was.
Great, fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic.
All right.
Hey,
are you ready? Okay. Everyone.
I'm ready.
No.
Hang on.
Okay, hold on. Let's just to paint the picture. She's in a nighty right now because she's working from home today.
Not feeling great.
Not feeling great. So she's looking real hot in a nighty.
I think that's an advantage, though, because I've got a husky voice.
Oh, she's already started.
Oh, you're trying to do it already.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, ready?
Okay, we're all closing our eyes.
Kiss me more.
We can barely hear it, mate. You're going to have to get on mic a bit more.
Did you die before you finished the sentence? Kiss me more.
I just hit my head.
okay, try again.
What was this? Mate, what was this? What was
Okay, I'll get you back
saying
in.
Are you trying to be sexy and push out a turd? What's happening?
Pretend we're talking to each
Kiss
other. I'll start, Sonda. Ready? Ready?
Pretend we're talking
ready?
To each other.
Ready. Everyone close your eyes. Okay. Kiss me more.
What are you doing?
Go, Son.
I can't do it.
Okay. Tommy, your turn. Okay. All right. We're all going to close our eyes. Okay.
Can I do a Sonda? Can I do a bit of a grunt?
Don't do what you always do where you bow out of when you actually are requested to do something. Do it properly.
Can I let out a little bit of a grunt?
No.
Why not?
Well, I mean, if that's what you think sexy.
Yeah, great. Hang on. Hey, focus, everyone. This is sexy. Jesse, shut your eyes, you pervert.
It sounded like
kiss. Actually, it doesn't matter what you do. I'm going to bed.
Okay, closing my eyes.
Hang on. Okay. Focus. Everyone focus. Eli, shut up. Focus.
My
stomach made it.
We would all be terrible.
Hang on. Kiss me more.
Oh, you're not doing it properly.
What do you mean? That's my sexy voice.
It's not what you, that's not definitely not what you
that's
do.
That's my sexy voice.
You're a cop out. It's what you are. Kim, your turn. Kiss me more.
Wow.
That was too much.
That was a woman from another time. It sounded like if you were in a horror movie and they went, you're careful, that thing puts a curse on you. I'd be like, yeah.
What about our Ocker Queensland mate, Jez?
Oh, Jez Olenko.
You give it a crack.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kiss me more.
That was good.
I don't know if the team's going to be able to recover from this.
I was into
that. I want it on record that I think mine's still the best.
Are you kidding? I just lost blood flow from my head from Jezelenko there.
Eli, give it a crack.
Which one?
Our web guy who loves his favourite getting it on music is heavy metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's give this a shot, eh?
Okay.
Give this a shot, eh? Is that what you say?
Let's give this a crack, eh? We got you there, I'm here. Let's give this a shot.
All right. No eye contact.
Sorry.
Kiss me more.
Okay.
I opened my eyes halfway there to try and scare Eli, and I just got him looking dreamingly around the room.
Belle, and then we'll end with Jesse. Producer Belle.
Firstly, I just want to say I would never say this. But
oh, mate, we know. None of us are ever saying this.
Oh my God.
Open those big, beautiful blue eyes of yours and give it a crack.
Okay, biggest.
Hold on. We were talking.
Sorry.
No, Sonda's made me laugh too much. Okay, hold on. Kiss me more.
That was pretty good.
It's the intercom sound. Because it sounds like a train driver.
And guys, we're approaching
Auburn Grove and also Kiss Me More.
And we've saved the best for last. No. Are you going to do it in your Scottish accent or just your normal voice?
What would you prefer?
No, don't ask her that.
I want the Scottish.
Don't. You just let Jesse
do it. Okay, do it normal then. Do it normal.
Mm. Jesse, you've got this boat. Just act like, you know, we're just, you know, just a couple of guys having some fun.
Now, your voice isn't helping.
Come on, mate. Don't be like that. Kiss me more. No, you go.
Kiss me more.
Okay, give it to us. No, give it to us in your Scottish accent. No, I need to hear it. Stop. Don't get in the way of my enjoyment.
Whoa.
Okay.
Kiss me more.
Cuss me or kiss me?
Cuss me.
I don't know what you want me to do now.
Cuss if this break goes any longer. Yeah.
Cuss me. Kiss me then. Off. Carrie
and Tommy. That's where you're at for your Friday afternoon, and there is still heaps more to come. The Sarbo.
Guess what time it is, though?
Ooh, what time?
It's shout out time. This is a shout out to money. Zarin, did you want a shout out?
Yeah, shout out.
I get a shout.
Sure. Do you want more shout outs?
No.
I'll give shout outs all show.
No.
Shout out again to Romani. Oh, this is Romani.
It's Carrie's shout outs.
This whole opener would be so confusing to anyone that doesn't know anything about Romani or why this has begun.
I thought you were going to say it doesn't know anything about shout outs. And I'm like, is that you?
No. Anyway, my poor friend, should I tell people if they don't know?
Are we giving Romani another shout out?
No, I'm not giving another. My friend was in quarantine for 2 weeks.
Mate, that was a month ago.
Your friend who?
Romani was in quarantine. Shout out to Romani. And I wanted to make her feel good by saying hi. And then look what's happening.
Is she the most shouted out person in Australia?
Romani's going to call the show and go, guys, stop using my name. Sorry.
Love you, Romani. Great stuff.
Anyway, as a result of that, people have been DMing me wanting shout outs. And I thought, why not? Of course, every week on a Friday, let's end the week on a high and give people shout outs.
Every
make
week.
Them feel good.
Yeah.
We've done it for a couple now. Let's see how long we can go. Oh, DM me if you want a shout out.
Let's flog this horse till it's dead.
Cole de Mamiel wants.
Sorry?
I think that's his name.
What's his first name?
Says, can I get a shout out? Cole de Mamiel.
Cole. De Mamiel.
De Mamiel. Pip
He's
for her 60th. Hey, Pip. Oh, no, we won't do it. That's just a mean message. Whoever told you look good with short hair was lying. Okay.
Who said
thank
that?
You.
What do you mean?
Oh, just some.
Was that Romani?
Just trolling me now.
We're the most shouted out woman in Australia, bites back. If you want to give Romani a shout out.
No, we've given Romani's enough shout outs.
No, I feel you can do a shout out segment. I can do, I'll bring you a shout out segment next week.
What's that?
It's going to be people shouting out specifically to Romani.
Who? Where?
I don't know. Find out next week.
Okay. Bye. Do we need people to partake?
I've still got an hour to go. No, we will next week.
Okay.
Yeah, but for now. Bye. Nah, I'll see you on the other side of the song. I'm joking.
Carrie
see
and
ya.
Tommy.
Nah, I'm booing.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Friday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards. It's your primitive is when
yet. Do you think the backwards genre will ever kick off? Do you think, you know how they say there's only four like original songs in the world?
Is there? What do you mean?
You know that thing about pop songs?
Is no, not, I don't.
Oh, the
that?
Same.
Well, they're all wrong? Just a
like they're all just variations
of
the same thing.
Oh, do you that's think, depressing.
Do you think backwards will ever kick off because?
No, but what's the original of those four songs?
I don't know.
I want to
I've
know more about this.
Don't test me.
Okay, well, you go do some research after
no,
you've done the same thing.
I don't want to.
Can you please
don't
tell
make me?
I'm more interested in that.
Nothing makes anything more boring than the sentence, do some research.
I want to know what those four genres are and who had the original songs, and then I want to compare songs. Can we do that today?
I'm never saying anything ever again.
Okay, we won't do that then.
Except for your name when you
this?
Buzz in here, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, I'll buzz in.
All right, here's your first song.
Tommy. I don't know.
Three.
I've just said I don't know.
Two. Mate.
Carrie. Little Lars, Old Town Road.
Oh, mate. Oh.
We had that the other day and Same Spoken, didn't we? No.
We didn't, but that was the one that Tommy
I guess
kept
it's three
guessing.
Times.
Oh.
I just think it's other songs.
All right.
It's okay. Not.
Song number two.
Carrie.
Vickers.
It is Alanis Morissette, Ironic. It's like
rain. Oh,
I on your wedding day.
Too zip.
The ongoing joke about that song is that none of those things are
irony.
Ironic.
Yeah.
Thought I was going to get back in the game with a good comment there. No. Nope.
Song number three for the win for Bigmore to stay in the game, Tommy.
Harry. It is.
Three,
what is his name?
Two.
It's This Is America. And one. It is.
Tommy.
Oh, this is going to annoy me as well because it's Donald Glover and his name is.
Would you like to hear the song again?
Yep, sure. Childish Gambino.
Did you let that run for a while, Jess? Play out the whole song for him.
Gotta give him something.
Yeah.
No, you don't give me something. Okay. You become so tough on me.
Alrighty, 2-1, song number 4.
Harry.
Snickers.
It is Bieber.
Three, two.
Love Yourself.
Bang.
Play the song, come on. And if you Tommy. Bieber.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and it is the end of the week.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Do you want to start? How are you feeling this week?
I'm raw because you know I'm raw.
Oh,
I'm red raw.
Let's not start in such a downer.
Okay. If you want to start on Jesse then?
I'm pretty wrapped.
Okay, you start on you.
Yeah. I'm really wrapped because this week, producer Pip decided to spice up the paper quiz. She's found the whole thing. She's our newest producer. She's found the whole thing boring. She wanted it gone. And we gave her one chance. And her chance to save it was by making us, I should say you, wear electrified dog collars. Mm. And she would press it every time she was bored. Mm. And I'm just so wrapped. I didn't have to take part.
Mm.
Question number two. How many faces does a tetrahedron
have? It's
30.
Is it?
Yeah, who cares, mate?
It's not about getting it right. Remember, it's about being interesting.
No.
It's
working.
Terrible.
I'm not touching it, mate.
Stop. Oh. Okay, it's too much. It's distressing me.
How long has this been going for,
can you
guys?
Can you take it?
Okay. Okay, ready? Grab it. You can do it. You can do it. Ready? Go. 3, 2. Do it again.
I love how Bickers gets a little giggle.
Are you guys flirting?
There's a little thrill, though. Yeah, I had it on setting 1, I think it was, and you had it on 50.
It really disappeared from the terrifying electric shock that we started with. Don't stop it. Go again.
How was your week, Jess?
I am absolutely wrapped after this week, guys. Mm-hmm. Not only did I get to have a bit of a chat with Russell Crowe on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah. So stoked. But also, I've started to get my own fans on this show, guys.
Oh.
Liz.
Knock, knock.
Yeah, who's there?
Not my father. He's dead and it's about him.
Okay.
I've had that on the show recently and I love it. Hey, and who's Basil Brush in there? That laugh. I love it. One of you guys, it's not Carrie or Tommy. It's that backup laugh.
I think it's Jesse. And that's what we call him. The backup laugh.
Basil Brush.
Jesse, do you want to say hi to Liz?
G'day, Liz.
Hello. I love your laugh. I wait for it every day, and it's like,
oh, give it to us, Jess. You do your own out. Go on, give us a laugh, and then jump out.
Wait, give me a running one more time, Liz.
Oh, my
give us your
one.
Joke again.
Knock,
oh,
knock.
Jesse, get out.
What's he doing?
I love her voice at the end. What's he doing?
What's he doing? Oh, laugh more, talk less. What's he doing? So I guess we're finished then, aren't we?
Nah.
I'm still raw, mate.
Actually, I haven't thought this through because now we're ending the entire week with no rawness.
I know. I'm raw.
What are you raw about?
Well, because next week I've got shows in Wyong and I've rescheduled these shows.
Oh, because
four,
of COVID.
Four yeah. times.
Oh, and that'd
thought,
be fun.
I thought every single person in Wyong must be coming to see me do stand-up comedy. And then when we had a call with Mitch from Wyong, I thought I'd just inquire as to whether or not he was coming.
When did you hit your peak sexiness?
I was probably 10 to 12 years old at school and I was in love with this woman and I asked her at school one day to come to the beach with me the next day on the weekend. I had my bodyboard set and she was next to me to love my life, and then I ran along and I hit the deck, but I was too late. So the water had sucked out and it was just sand. So
yes.
I hit the deck hard. I folded myself in half and my legs touched the back of my head.
Yeah, I love it, Mitch. Good on you. Are you in Wyong,
yeah.
Mitch?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mitch, I'm coming to Wyong in 2 weeks for a show that's been rescheduled about 17 times. Are you coming to the show?
What's the show?
No, okay, see ya.
I wanted him to say why.
I left it while. Oh, I wish you'd have that myself real exposed
still
and vulnerable.
Still gives you a chance, though. At least you know there's still pet fans that you need to reach, you know? I don't even know you do shows.
What shows? What shows?
Have you got any shows this weekend?
What shows?
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.
See you Monday.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.